What's up, y'all? All right, everybody, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in. I would like to welcome you to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. This is my podcast. If you're listening, thank you for listening. I welcome your listens. I want you to pay attention to everything we have to say on today's POV, Trey Love's POV today. Today is December 21st, 2018. It's an exciting day, everybody. It's a very exciting day. Today is the Toy Drive Fish Fry at the J Spot. I will be hosting. We have a great number of comedians that are going to be there tonight, man. It's going to be a fantastic night and evening, man. Everybody's going to come out, man. You guys know J. Anthony Brown, world famous superstar comedian, one of the one of the hosts of the Steve Harvey Morning Show now, formerly of Tom Joyner Morning Show. I mean, J. Anthony Brown, man, he's been around. You know, we've been hearing that voice and watch out there now for a whole bunch of years now, man. And we want to literally just thank him for the opportunity to have our toy drive at his club, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. And for those of you who do not know, J. Anthony Brown is part of an illustrious fraternity called Phi Beta Sigma, which I happen to be a part of myself. So the toy drive will be care of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Our president, Mr. Gary Hogan, of the Phi Beta Sigma chapter. Actually, yes, we have the same name as our chapter here in Los Angeles. That our chapter is going to make sure that the toys are properly distributed so that kids, you know, that are less fortunate and on other times of days wouldn't wake up with a gift that through this comedy show tonight, we look to have a whole bunch of toys, man. So I just want to, again, thank everybody already for coming out, man, because it's the word has gotten out, man. You know, I've been out of the loop for a while. A lot of you have been, you know, friends of mine for years and know about the struggle and just the ups and downs of my life and career. And, you know, I just want to say that I'm so grateful to be able to be here in 2018, to be able to be on this podcast with you. You know what I'm saying? To be sharing my voice with you all, to be able to perform and give you all this love. For those of you who do not know, and I have some people say, oh, here he goes again. But, you know, to those people that say that, I give you a capital F and to you, because you don't know what it's like to have had the struggle with what I've gone through. You know, I had open heart surgery, a stroke. I was in a coma for 4 days. And for the rest of my life to this day, you know, I still suffer the symptoms of the stroke. But you can't look at me and tell, and that's the blessing. And honestly, sometimes I forget that this stuff happened because I'm so blessed. I'm so healthy, man. And, you know, through just the doctor's prayer and some people believing in me, but, you know, more so me believing in myself and not giving up and knowing that no matter what, I still had a life to live. And, you know, I'm just blessed, man. I'm so blessed. And so with my blessings, I've decided to be a blessing unto others and give back, man, give back to the community. So that's what this toy drive is about, man. Come out tonight, man, have some drinks. Two-item minimum, you know what I'm saying? Well, two-drink minimum. It's not a two-item minimum, so you have to, you know, get your two drinks, man, because, you know, it's a business, y'all. We got to sell our liquor, but you are in free tonight, free admission with an unwrapped toy. If you don't have an unwrapped toy, then it's going to cost you the same $15. It will cost you regardless. So make sure that you have the unwrapped toy for tonight's show at the Jake Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Boulevard. And it's going down tonight, man. It's going down. We're going to have a really, really good time. Later on in the show, I'll have my special guest comedians in the building and, you know, let them talk and discuss some of their lives and, you know, just different Christmas things that's going on with them. And we're just looking to have a little fun today, man. Your boy Trey Love. I'm just excited. I'm excited about a lot of things, and more so than anything, I'm excited to be back. So we're gonna play a little music, man, and let y'all vibe a little bit. And then when we come back, we're gonna discuss today's topics. You know, this is Trey Love's POV. Tune in, tell a friend. Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in.
My dreams come true.
You need me and I need you.
Man, I'm going to come back and play that mic, man. You know, you get to playing Michael Jackson. I'm sorry, man. Everything gets moving and grooving around here, man. Yeah, that was very special, man. Just had to play that because of the mood I'm in, man, the way I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling very special, very, very special. And I hope you are too, man. The holidays, it's a time of the year, man, when you know, your family's coming together. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be a time about family. All that noise outside the window of the Sugar Shack. Y'all know I'm recording live from the Sugar Shack. But, yeah, man, it's a time for families to spend together, man, to really come together, have joy, love, peace. And, you know, it's like, you know, you can fight everybody. You know how you got the crackhead uncle, you got the drunk auntie, and you know what I'm saying? You got the, you know, the black sheep of the family. You know, this is the time of year when everybody come around and have a plate, man. It don't matter how people feel about you, what happened during the year or whatever, man. It's a time to think of the Lord, think of God, think of unity, you know, to close out this year, you know, because, I mean, hey, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. You know what I mean? I mean, those of you who are living life and know the reality of this thing, you know, they say, it's an old saying, live every day as if it's your last, because one day you will be right, and that is the God's honest heaven truth. One day you will be right. So, therefore, when you're living, man, take the time to try to find you some peace, you know. Just to share with my audience, I want to share with my listeners, recently I picked up the habit of meditation. I have to really give a shout-out to this young lady on YouTube. Her name's Jay Bittersweet. The same way I spelled it, the same way I said it is the same way it's spelled. I'm not going to spell it all the way out for you. But Jay Bittersweet, she has a 30-day yoga challenge. If anybody wants to get in on the challenge, please don't hesitate to give me a call, 323-975-3696, or send me an email, listen2lewis, L-I-S-T-E-N, the number 2, L-O-U-I-S, @gmail.com. I would like to be a part of it with you and know how it works for you, because it literally has like people say, oh, meditation changed my life. Well, I'm one to tell you that it really has changed mine. You know, the breathing techniques are amazing. You know, it's things you learn, you know, when you channeled your energy and, you know, the person of, you know, that used to get angry and irate and mad, you know, when the moments hit you, because life is going to happen to everyone. You know, Mike Tyson had a saying. He say, you know, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face. And that's what life is all about. You know, you're going through life every day, dilly-dallying, doing your thing, and then boom, all of a sudden life punches you in the damn face. And then what do you do after that? You got to figure it out, man. You got to get up, you know, off your butt, you know, and you got to keep it pushing. And things are going to happen. That's the way this life is set up. Things are going to happen. And that's where your faith and your trust and, you know, building good bonds with certain people. You can't build bonds with everyone because, you know, myself included, we are all man. That makes us all human. That makes us all imperfect. So that means no one is going to perfectly be able to gauge into your life. Once you get into your life and you figure out how you're going to do things and you make what's pleasant for you, then you can possibly be able to engage and be congruent with others. But get you right first, you know. It goes back, I mean, and I'm going to tell you, yeah, my podcast is going to be more motivational and things of that nature, because even though I'm a stand-up comic, I have done motivational speeches, and people really like to hear me speak because, I mean, I have something to say. I have been through a lot, and I have something to say, and the things I have to say are intelligent, and they come from a place of wisdom, and they come from a place of experience. So when I'm sharing things with you, I'm not just sharing it with you for the fun of it. I'm sharing with you from the heart because I want everyone to do good. I want everyone to be better. I want everyone to have peace. And that's my goal, man. So I'm going to play this next jam, y'all, and we're going to open the lines up to callers, all right? Everybody have a blessed day. December 21st, 2018. The time is currently 4:17 p.m. Let's be happy, y'all.
Without you here with me, ain't the same.
3236421706 and chop it up with me today. I have one of my comedians that are actually on the show tonight for the Toy Drive / Fish Fry at the J Spot Comedy Club. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Showtime 8:30. I have one of my buddies, man. He's on the line. He came out last week. I told y'all the show was so crazy, man. I didn't even get to get all my comics up. And this is one of my greatest buddies, man. Longtime friend, man. One of the aces in the comedy game, man. About to come online, man. We're about to chop it up a little bit about life. And then, you know, boom, and keep it pushing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Mr. Al Dipmore. What's up, brother? How you doing today, man?
Hey, what's happening, Trey? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, ain't no complaints, man. How's everything for you? How's the holidays going for you so far?
Oh, good, good, good. Ain't spending that much money, that's for sure. But other than that, it's cool.
I heard that, trying to hold it down. So, yeah, man, I got you on the podcast today, man. You're going to be one of my special guest comedians for this evening's event. I just want to introduce my audience to you. I mean, I know you got a very varied background in the comedy game. Tell them a little bit about your comedy story and journey, because I know you did it for a while, and just like me, you kind of took some time off and you came back to it. You know, just share with the audience a little bit so they know, you know, a little bit about you and what to look forward to tonight.
Yeah, I started doing comedy like in 1993, and I was active, man, had developed my act, man, built it up, had some TV credits, man, was hitting the road, all that good stuff, man. And after about 12 years, I was going through some personal issues in a previous marriage, and so I just walked away from the game, man, because I had a job. I was secure within my income, so I was good. And I walked away, and before I knew it, 10 years had elapsed. So I was like, man, I got to go back to doing what I love to do.
Wow.
So 3 years ago, I came back. That's when me and you started networking, and ever since then, it's been top flight, man.
I love it.
Meeting good cats like you,
man.
You know.
Yeah,
you know, never let your past
you
go. That.
Go ahead, bro. I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead. Keep going, man.
Oh, no. I was just saying, man, if you got a passion for something, you got drive for it. Never let it go. Never give up on your drive.
Man, you got to keep going. It's so crazy that, you know, we're having this conversation because every time I do a podcast, I always share with my listeners, you know, my struggle, because if somebody out there listening, man, that's either going through something or about to go through something or been through something, and they hear our words and they hear our struggle, and you know what they say? Hey, if Al could do it, I could do it. If Trey could do it, I could do it. You know, and it's inspiring, man, and we need more people to share their journey and struggle, because, you know, just like you, myself, you know, I was in a tight thing, you know what I'm saying? Two beautiful kids, you know, and then all of a sudden everything got turned upside down, and that kind of stuff, it'll stop you, man, and it'll hinder you, you know. But you gotta,
right,
pick yourself up, and you gotta really keep going, and you really gotta stay focused on your dream. And it's so ironic, since I have recently, and just like you say you started back a couple of years ago. Well, within the last, you know, my surgery was 4 years ago, but I'm gonna say within the last, and I'm gonna just be honest, the last 6 months, I literally put the pieces of my life together and have been back solely on my grind. And I promise you, I wake up every day, man, and with a smile on my face, looking in the mirror, knowing that I'm back on what I'm supposed to be doing. It's a good feeling, man. It really takes away from you when you stop pursuing your dream, you know?
Right, yeah. And I see you doing your thing, man. You branching out in other endeavors in the entertainment industry, and that's good, man. You do you, man. I'm glad to see you coming up, man. Good things gonna come your way. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying. So what season of Comic View you was on? I know you was on a season of Comic View back in the day, right?
Yeah, I actually did four. I did, I taped in 1999 when Lester Barry was the host. I taped
right.
in 2000 when Ricky Smiley was the host.
Wow.
I taped in 2001, the 10-year anniversary, when Bruce was the host. And then I taped in 2004 when J. Anthony Brown was the host.
Oh, you've been busy, man. You've been busy. I actually did 02. So we did 02 together. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't do 02. I didn't do 02.
Okay. You didn't do 02. All right. Yeah,
no,
but
I went from 01. You did Miami, right?
Yeah, I did Miami. That's where I got my claim.
Right. No,
Miami.
See, I didn't do Miami. I didn't do Miami.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knocked Miami.
That was Arnaz J, right?
Yep, Arnaz J was the host when I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that season, but no, I didn't take that season, no. I remember that season. I watched it.
Sure was.
You know, because unlike a lot of cats.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. Oh, no, what I was saying was, you know, unlike a lot of cats we know, I'm a comedy fan, man. I can sit up and watch comedy forever and support the next man, and that's what we need more of in this game.
And you know what? It's so funny that, and I know you know this because you've been rolling with me for a minute. You see how I'm producing shows and stuff. I promise you, on my platform, I try the best I can to give every comedian the newest cat that ain't nobody gave no stage time. You know what I'm saying? I try to give everybody an opportunity because that's the only way, you know, we gonna make it. When I say we, I'm talking about even the big cats, you know, like a J. Anthony Brown, as big as he is, he still has a club where he has cats such as myself, yourself, and cats that's kind of either just starting out or really making a name for themselves, and give us an opportunity to get out there and perform, man. And that, like you, I'm a fan of comedy. Ain't nothing better than some good comedy, some good fresh comedy, man. I got some new cats, man, some new guys coming out that I'm gonna be putting on stage, man, for people to
and
see.
And that's good,
out, man.
They need people like
real.
You and me, you know, that's gonna put them out there, man, and give them a chance, man, let them do something, man, you know, and not looking for nothing in return from them. Just glad
exactly.
to give them that platform. They need that.
Yeah, I've been scouting, man. Speaking of platform and being given, man, let's talk about, you know, I know you're an OG in the game. You're a military man such as myself. How you feeling about today's political climate, bro?
Man, Trey, I'm scared, bro. I'm just going to be honest.
Wow.
I'm literally scared, man. I mean, when you got the Secretary of Defense resigning abruptly like that, something is wrong. He didn't get fired.
Yeah.
He don't have no scandal. He quit. He said all he wants to do is make a clean transition. That should tell you something right there. It's a lot of stuff going on, man. The stock market is dropping, and Trump is up there crying about a wall. You know, it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny, man. Being a veteran, you know, and I have to say this truly to this country, I am a very proud United States Army veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. But I have to say this, and this is just the truth. Right now, I'm trying to figure out what day and age and time are we living in where Donald Trump is our president, because, I mean, the world is a totally different place, man. The seat is not respected the way it once was. You know what I mean? And it's not. No, man. No. You know, all the stuff that this dude is doing, I mean, the things he's saying, he's raising the racial climate, which is an awful thing, man. I mean, we have worked so hard. You know, people like Dr. King and Malcolm X and so many others have lost their lives in order for us to have a better world and better racial relations. And then he comes and he takes us back 30 years, man. That's awful, man.
He's taking us back, man. And you got people that support him that want to suppress it and say that he's not doing so. But the man is divisive, bottom line. He's divisive president.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything to unify us.
At all,
you know,
man.
Just yesterday,
go ahead, bro.
The Senate had made an agreement, you know, to keep the government open, and then he let his cronies get in his ear telling him, you made promises to your people, you got to go through with your promises. And he decides not to sign the bill. I mean, come on now. Everybody's in agreement, and then he changes mind.
It's really a trip that the world we live in today, that Donald Trump is our president. But what we're going to do right now, real quick, man, for real, is we're gonna play a little music, man, because music soothes a savage beast. We're going to play a little music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to continue this conversation. But everybody, don't forget, tonight you are invited to the J-Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Boulevard. Doors open 7 o'clock, showtime 8:30. It's free with an unwrapped toy. Please bring it, man. Let's try to bring some joy to this world, some peace to these children. We're going to play this song, man, and we're going to come back with some more guests on Handsome Life Radio. Call in 323-642-1706.
I'm getting so cold. I ain't waited this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it, why you here, boy? Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah, and I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long, with my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate the rumors, hate the bullshit, hate these fucking allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking.
Watch me take all it. I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one.
I said fuck it, I'm on
one. I'm burning purple flowers. It's burning my chest. I bury the most cash and burning the rest. Walking on the clouds, suspended in thin air. The ones beneath me recognize the red bottoms I wear. Burning in the belt, move the kids to the heels. Been shorty on the sink, do it for the thrill. Kiss you on your neck and tell you everything is great. Even though I'm out on bond and might be facing Nate, still running with the same niggas to the death of me. Ever seen a million cash, gotta count it carefully. Ever made love to the woman of your dreams? In a room full of money out in London as she screams. Baby, I could take it there. Call Marc Jacobs personally to make a pair. So yeah, we on one, the feeling ain't fair. And it's double MG until I get the chair.
All I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah.
fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one. I walk around the club. Fuck everybody, and all my niggas got that heat, I feel like Pat Riley. Yeah, too much money ain't enough money. You know the feds listening, nigga, what money? I'm a made nigga, I should dust something. You niggas on the bench, like the bus coming. Ain't nothing sweet but the switches. I'm folks, might as well say cheese for the pitches. Oh, I'm about to go Andre the Giant. You a sellout, but I ain't buying. Chop a dissect a nigga like science. Put it into your world like the Mayans. It's a celebration, bitches. Mazel tov, it's a slim chance I fall. Olive oil, don't you be the name. Don't ask me how I got it. I'm killing these hoes. I swear I'm trying to stop the violence.
All I care about is money, yeah. In the city that I'm from, I'ma sip until I feel it. I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck. And my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one. Yeah, fuck it, I'm on one. YMCB, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one.
I get them all. I get them all.
You are live.
BlogTalkRadio.com/HempFight. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy of Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in. Yeah, I'm on one. You should be too, man. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, J Spot Comedy Club, doors open 7 o'clock. Showtime, 8:30 p.m. You heard from my main man, Mr. Al Dipmore, man, a military veteran. You know, he's a comedian, but he was sharing his views on today. We're going to come back and have him, you know, share his wisdom with us some more later. But right now, I have a very special guest on the line. He's actually one of the co-producers of the show, Mr. George G. Hill, based out of Los Angeles, comedian, producer, actor. His experience as an L.A. native fuels his edgy perspective on relationships, women, normal life tasks, and his entertainment life, bringing audiences together with thought and laughter. Every time he graces the stage, G. Dot has appeared on and produced television shows on Amazon Prime, Netflix, CBS, and Showtime. G. Dot also tours the country doing his stand-up comedy act. That's one of my boys, man, my true guy, friend and a half right here, man. I want y'all to show your love, man, for the one and only G. Dot Hill. G. Dot, what's good, bro?
Yes, yes. Everything's great, brother, man. It's great to be on your show, brother.
All right. Glad to have you, man. Hey, look, I'm asking everybody, man, like, what you got? How your holidays treating you, man? What's going on with your Christmas? What's up with your Christmas? How was your Thanksgiving, all that?
Man, Thanksgiving was good. You know, as long as you eat a little bit of turkey, you're good, you know, with Thanksgiving, you know. And hopefully I get a gift or two, you know what I mean, you know. I just got the gift of life, man, and I'm about to be a father soon. So, you know what I mean? So,
my
Christmas is going to be great, man. And, I outside all the comedy, you know, we have lives and things like this. And I'm happy to announce that I had that Christmas present coming up.
Well, I'm so happy for you, bro. And a wonderful blessing to you, the lovely young lady, and your beautiful child yet to be brought into this world, man. It's I'm telling you from personal experience, it's really gonna change your life, man. So I just want to let you know all the fun you have right now.
You know, baby, yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Oh yeah. But now I'm saying, I'm bringing my boy Allie, and he gonna kind of amen what I'm finna tell you. I just want to say all the fun that you've had. I hope you've had enough fun. I hope you done spent enough money, cause you ain't finna have no more money and no more fun. And we're going to bring an old school vet on here. The vet, that's Satan, man. Al, tell him what I'm talking about. Hold on, I got my man.
Hey,
Al,
man, the party is over. Trust me. When them kids start rolling, I got kids and grandkids.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready for it. Let's see what happens.
Hey, congratulations, man, on your unborn child, too, bro.
Thank you.
Have you two met before? Have you two worked together or met before?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I don't think so as well.
Well, you know what? Let me say this. That's the beauty of being in the position I'm in as a stand-up comic, I must say, because, like, I've seen and worked with both of you. I know both of you personally. I know your background. I know your talent. And it's just ironic that two black comedians live right here in this town and major weight. You know, both of you have weight. Both of you have, you know, credits and been out there and don't know each other. I think that what I'm trying to do somewhat is bridge the gap, because I don't want to say no names, because I never put any comedian in a bad light, but a comedian that I consider all of us friends, but this comedian I was talking to, we had like a miscommunication and a misunderstanding about the Instagram comedians, you know what I'm saying, the guys that are making their way and their name through social media, and he was kind of saying it was the cheating method and this and that. What I explained to him was, what made me disagree was, you know, back, and Al, you know what I'm talking about. You started in 93. Back in 02, you know, when I did a Comic View and stuff, that was like, to me, that was the end all ends, man. I remember when I got off stage, man, and the way, you know, with my friends and went to the club, I was headlining, I was booking, and I had my, you know how they say, my 15 minutes of fame. Even though here it is 20 years later, I'm still strongly doing stand-up, but I remember how the hype was when I did Comic View. All the Instagram is the new age of technology, of Comic View. So I can't and won't knock this younger generation for how they're getting it. Matter of fact, every organism in order to grow must evolve. So I'm trying to get my Instagram on too. So I got comics coming that are new age Instagram cats, and then I got cats such as myself and Al that are old school G's, and I'm bringing it all together because funny is funny. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But you know what, Trey, you talk about that back in the day. You also have to realize now, you know, things have evolved, as well as there are more comedians out there now in the market than there were back then. You got to realize that.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can walk in a club on any given night, and there may be 20 or 30 comedians in that club at any one given time waiting to get stage time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Done seen it.
Yeah, it's like that now. So, you know.
Yeah.
But like you say, though, man, you can't be mad at them for getting it honest. I mean, you know, they take other avenues, you know, like I won't say no names, you know. But, you know, another thing that was going on back here, you know, you had people mad at certain other entertainers who roots were not stand-up comedy, but they're diving into stand-up comedy now, and they got people coming to see them. I mean, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
That's another competitive leg in the market we got to deal with.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
well,
that's an acting game
I'm
as well. I was talking to a casting director the other day, and they said that basically, you know, if it's between you and somebody with 100,000 followers, they get me, you know, even with the
there
same
you
amount
go.
Of talent. That major,
that's right.
Or even sometimes less talent. So, you know, and this is coming from a big senior VP casting director and things like that. So, and the same goes in the comedy games. You know, folks got to evolve. You can't stay in the
yeah.
Stone Age for too long, and otherwise you get turned into stone yourself. You know what I'm saying?
There
so,
you go.
And so, you know, I can't get mad at folks for, you know, although I do have my own opinions about the Instagram comedies and how actually funny they are. You know, and ultimately, when they get up to stand up, you know, they had the same problems that we had back in the day when starting off in stand up and things like that. So, you know, stand up is hard regardless, and funny is funny. But you know, funny in acting and funny on the gram is different than funny up there on the stage. And some
exactly.
of them are trying to do their little Instagram jokes, and that stuff don't work. You know.
It don't work.
And
you're right. You're right.
And if it does, more power to them. You know what I mean? But if it don't. You got to figure out how to be a real stand-up, and that's something that the folks that originated with stand-up comedy, as opposed to, you know, some of the other fields and things like that. That's the thing that we had to learn, and they gonna have to do it too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna just say this. What's funny to me, y'all, and I'm talking like again, I'm one of them cats that grinded all the way from before I did one joke, went to a class, took a stand-up class, American Comedy Institute in New York, to learn how to craft. And I do have a class that I recommend to any comic in L.A. Check out David Arnold's The Art of Stand-Up. You can check out Greg Dean's class. He has a great class online.
Yeah,
and those
I took Greg Dean's class way back in the day.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't realize that. They think comedy, oh, yeah, I'm funny. Like you, and I know you two both as comedians can relate to this. You always get the guy that, man, I'm funny, man. I'm telling you, I had my uncle, and, man, I make everybody laugh. And then they get on stage, and they literally, see, I knew somebody
exactly.
was going to say, you know what I'm saying? They get on stage, and they're like a deer caught in the headlights because they're like, whoa, I'm
exactly.
funny to my friends and my peers. But then when I get on stage and I have to formulate a joke, and that's what people don't know. But joking, just like everything else, just like 2 + 2 = 4, to tell a proper joke, stage presence, all of that stuff goes into it. You know, people come up, oh, my God, Trey, you're so funny. Okay, you may think I'm funny, but you don't understand. That's years and years of training. That's years and years
right.
of working that nut. I'm talking about, see, and that's another thing, too. Comics got to realize you got to do black rooms, you got to do right rooms, you got to do Asian rooms, you got to do, if they can speak English, you got to get on stage and tell them jokes. You know what I'm
yep.
saying? And figure out a way
exactly.
to get that, you know. Be clean, be able to be clean, be able to be dirty, be able to mix it up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and play a little music real quick because I got another guest on the line. We're going to check and see who they are, and then from there we're going to come back and we're going to continue this conversation. I want to thank both G. Dot Hill. Say your full name how you want to say it, G. Dot.
Yes. It's George G. Dot Hill. You know, that's on my IMDb and whatnot. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know, my friends call me just G. Dot, and you know, but it's George G. Dot Hill, and those are my producer credits and things of that nature. And they can find me at any point in time on G. Dot Hill on the Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, shoot, Match.com if they nasty. You know what I mean?
Oh Lord, see, he got a Match.com profile. Hey Al, give them your information too if they want to find you on social media real quick before we play this jam.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they can find me on Al Dipmore at Facebook.com on Facebook or Instagram. They can find me on Dip the Joker 10.
Bet. We're going to come back and talk about that, too, because you could tell, like, when you're talking to the comedian and they're giving out their hooks, you could tell when it's a new school comic or as opposed to an old school comic like me and Al. You know, you ask us, what's your thing? Man, you can find me on Facebook under Trey Love. Boom, these new cats. Oh, my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, MySpace, BookFace, you know. Niggas got all kind of labels. Hey, this goes out to them girls, man. Come out tonight, man. Eat some fish with us, man. We'll be right back on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelight. Tune in, tell a friend to Playboy Comedy. Mr. Trey Love is in. Call in 323-642-1706. We'll be right back, y'all.
Wow, that was some girl in that last video.
Which one?
The one standing next to Bon Jovi in that last shot. The one with the garter and lace. You know the one I mean. I really liked her.
I bet you think you can ask her out, don't you, Joe?
Who would want to go out with her?
You guys are all the same.
God.
You know?
What? Guys. Guys, come on, we got to move on now. Enough of Bon Jovi.
Okay, well, what's next?
Yeah.
Ah, Two Live Crew.
All right.
Pop that coochie.
Wait, let's get the whole of this one.
What are they
up now? Speaking of pervert.
Stop that coochie.
Throw it. Yo, man, this on TV ain't happening, man.
Yeah, man, we need to do something, man. True.
Yo, word, man. We need some girls, man. Come up with something, man. Do something.
Check this out. Let me break out my crystal balls here. See if I can get me some women over here. Hey, free scum out of the night.
Hey,
man, where you come from? Please come by that night. Please come by that night. There's only one place where we can go to see freaky girls doing shows. Nothing like us, but above the rest, they'll do anything to turn us on. Some girls gotta go with
Man, I couldn't help it, y'all. I'm so Miami. I'm so 305. I had to play this groove of my life. You know what I'm saying? Those are the beats to my life. You know what I'm saying? Born in Chicago, raised in Miami during the Luke era. So, hey, what I have you tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. It's for a reason, man. Welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. This is my podcast. Yo, we have some special guests in the building, man. We are promoting tonight's toy drive at the J-Spot Comedy Club. Again, doors open 7 p.m. Showtime is 8:30. It's a free entry with an unwrapped toy, and or it's the $15 charge. Otherwise, two-drink minimum, 5581 West Manchester Boulevard. Shout out again to my Sigma brother and legendary comedian, Mr. J. Anthony Brown, owner of the J-Spot Comedy Club. Now, I have two of my guests on the line. We've already spoken with Mr. Al Ditmore, military veteran, talked to Mr. G. Ty Hill, one of the hottest, fastest up-and-coming comedians in the game. Now, I would like to welcome to the podcast one of my good, longtime old friends, man. This is one of my old friends, man, cats I've been banging with for a minute, man. Mr. Roger Rod. Rod, what's up, bro? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. Got your mic on. What's good, bro? How you doing today?
Honor to be on the show. Nice company you keeping. How you doing, my brother? Always good to be any part of anything you're doing.
Oh, man, I really appreciate it, man. Hey, Rod, man, we've been out here hitting these mics, man, for a cool minute here, huh?
Well, we've been hitting these mics, and, you know, I just heard in the last segment I was listening in. What do you mean? I heard somebody say that you have to be able to play black clubs. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, man, that's funny. His name's Roger Rod, so that should tell you something. We're on the phone with a Beach Boy, goddammit.
Well, you know, just so, you know, your guests can at least have a little bit of an idea as to what we are all about. We've been together for a long time, rolling in the J-Spot and any other place and like that. And I do say that there's a couple of things I want to ask. First off, I had been asking you if I could get a spot tonight, and you were kind enough to say yes. And then you said, get there early. Now, I need to know, are we talking about white people early or black people early? Because early is 11 o'clock if the doors open at 8:30.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the comedy show has started already live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife.
Wait a minute, I'm not done yet. This is a toy drive,
brother.
Right? This is
yes,
a toy drive in a black club, and you said toys get in free. You better have them be unwrapped toys that ain't used.
Because
I've seen that move too with the toy drive move.
Right, exactly. Somebody come through, batteries all used up, and she's like, "Hey,
you're liable to get an etch a sketch from 1927."
Exactly. You ain't never lied, man. Hey, Rod, I'm gonna tell you, G Dot, he's been around us long enough to where he know black people. He know black people very well. He know how we get down. It's funny. I did tell him early. But, G-Dot, you weren't there last week. Al was there last week. But last week, man, I'm going to tell you, it was like I had so many comedians trying to get on because, I mean, for those who have really been to a Trey Love show, I mean, I know you've seen me get out, G-Dot, but Roger has seen me, like, in my element when I'm really, like, when I'm banging as a host, when I got the crowd, like, going, and comics be like, man, I want to get up because the crowd – is so into it. They be so, you know what I'm saying? They're like a Porsche engine. You want to get on that stage and you want to get, you know, to perform for that crowd. So last week it was like I had to bump some people, and then Jay came in last week. And of course, when J. Anthony Brown comes in, not only does he hit the stage, but then he hand selects the comedians who are there that he wants to go on stage. So I had to bump a few of my friends in order to accommodate, you know, what the club holds. But that's something that younger comics, you know, like we were discussing earlier about the Instagram and Facebook comedians, that they haven't really had to pay their dues and experience. They haven't been to the point where they come up to the club and they get bumped because a bigger name comes in. I want you to kind of talk about that a little bit, Roger, because, you know, you got experience with I think pretty much both sides of the court when it comes to, and all sides pretty much of the court when it comes to comedy. How do you feel about this new age of comedy and what's happening right now today?
Well, I'm going to kind of segue off into something else because I'm glad you asked that. all due respect, I have been in black clubs for 23 of my 28 years in this game, and I have to say right straight out up front, I kid and clown like I did at the top of when I came on, but black folks have been treating me like I cannot believe I get treated, because I've seen the way you folks get treated when you go to a white club, and it ain't ever been that way for me. It's been come on in. I got nothing but love from black clubs, and I have to tell these new Jack White comics, when you come in this club, you act like you are a guest in somebody's home, because when they go to your club, they get shoved the fuck out the door, and these folks will find a spot for you and put you up. Just don't disrespect the art form, the stage, or the host. And that's
right.
Something that a lot of white comics, I've seen them go into these places and shit the bed because they think it's going to be run like a white club. No, it isn't. It's a different culture. It's a different setup. And you either go along with it or get the fuck out and go hang around the improv for fucking 3 years.
Yeah. Real talk. So, G-Dot. He must have hung up the phone. G-Dot, are you there? You know what? I got his mic on. G-Dot, can you hear me? Because I wanted to get his opinion on it, too. He must be off the line. But, yeah, man, first of all, Roger, it's just so funny you say that, because when you look at the history of not just comedy, but just, you know, the history of the – let's just use what it is, the history of this country. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of them things. You know, you can go into a black venue, and honestly, with us, it's like, hey, get on stage, man. You know, come hang out. It's cool. You know, and like you say, we don't – you know, I wouldn't say when I say we, because I do comedy. I'm kind of that guy that does both. You know, I do white rooms, clean, dirty, you know, and I just – and funny is funny and funny is universal, but it is a lot, and I have to admit, it is a lot harder and a lot more structure that goes into dealing with black rooms and whatnot. So, you know, it's rough, man. But tonight – we're gonna have a good time, and it ain't gonna be rough. We're gonna have a ball tonight. So, this is what it's gonna be like tonight, man. We're gonna play a little music, man. We're gonna come back, and we're gonna go ahead and close this podcast out. We're gonna play a little music, and we're gonna come right back. blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife.
Yeah, y'all. Call in and chop it up with a 323-642-1706. I am none other than Mr. Trey Love, a.k.a. Dylan Smith. I have on the line with me my homie, Di Hill, Mr. Roger Rod, and ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very special guest on the line right now. I had to go ahead and cut it off because the guest that I have on the line right now, we got to give him the introduction that he deserves. First of all, I want to welcome this brother to my podcast. This is his first time doing this podcast with me. And just like Al Ditmore, this brother happens to be a military veteran as well. Not just a military veteran, but he is a stand-up comedy veteran at two, man. Well-known in the game. I'm talking Def Comedy Jam, you know what I'm saying? Back in those days, you all know him, you love him. Good friend of mine, man. One of the coldest beasts in the game. Used to open for Charlie Murphy, among other things, man. We're going to chop it up with him. And I'm glad to have a seasoned vet such as himself on the line with G-Dot as well, so we can kind of get more perspective on kind of the comedy game, man, because, you know, that's what it's about, man. Like, I think we got to bridge the gap. Comedy is a art of love, man. We got to bridge the gap. And comics, to me, don't look right. Let them rappers be mad at each other. We comedians, man. We ain't going to be mad at each other. But ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the podcast none other than Mr. Freeze Love, y'all, your headliner for tonight's Toy Drive. What's up, Freeze?
What up? Hey, Love, how you doing, homie?
Man, I'm chilling, big bro, man. Blessed. Glad that you could call in, man, and share your vibe with my audience today, man. Welcome to the show.
Man, thank you for having me, homie. You already know this is like the pre-show show.
Hey, oh yeah, man, yeah. You ain't lying, man. We had Roger Rod on here earlier. He's kicking it. I got this cat I want to introduce you to, Freeze. I'm not sure if you know him or not, but he's gonna be on the show, and he's really making some headway in his business, man. You heard of G-Dot, George G-Dot Hill?
I have heard of George G-Dot Hill. Nice to meet you, homie.
G-Dot.
Hello?
His phone must be messed up, man. I had him on the line. I know he's sitting back like, I call him back. Hold on, let me see something if I can open his line up.
Okay.
G-Dot. Well, hell, his line closed. But, yeah, he's going to be on the show tonight, man, one of the comedians we have. Yeah, this podcast, man, it's modern technology, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm doing it out to, you know, the living room live from the Shoe Shack. So some calls come in, some don't. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But, hey, we got you on the line today right now. So, Freeze, man, this is what I want you to talk to the people about, man. Tell them a little bit about your background, man, because before you came on the line, man, we were talking, you know, about the Instagram comics and, you know, the difference between where comedy has come from to where it is today. And I know that you have a lot of wisdom. You are definitely a true veteran in the comedy game. Kind of give your spiel and your insight on how you feel about what's going on in today's market as far as comedy.
Hey, well, you know, look, man, well, first off, I've been doing comedy just about 26 years, man. I've been blessed. This is what I do. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult profession. It's not all fun and games. It's not all
wow.
about talent. It's mm-hmm. It takes a lot of endurance. You know, you're going to have good times. You're going to have bad times. But if it's what you do, it's what you do.
Wow.
You know, I'm from Los Angeles. I started in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store in 92. And when I was about 10 years in, I made the big move from Los Angeles to New York, which is where I actually met you. And
yeah, exactly.
It's a totally different game between New York and L.A. L.A. is more about acting and having an agent and going on auditions, whereas New York is about actually doing stand-up. And the thing about New York is there's just so many more opportunities to do stand-up that any young comedian, I always say, go to New York. You're really not going to know what stand-up is until you're in New York, because in one night you could go from a Puerto Rican club to a Jamaican club to an African American club to a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant club. You know, you'll do that in one night, and each one of those spots you have to kind of tweak your material so that you meet the audience requirement. You know, people are different, so you want to get your laughs and you want to get rebooked. So you gotta learn how to make your audience your material be universal. So it goes across the board. You know, and that's
G-Dot back on the line. G-Dot, did you get back on the line, brother? Nah, his phone is messed up. I thought his number came in. But he would really enjoy this conversation with us because, you know, I've been coming. And, you know, he's a grown man, you know what I'm saying? He's a grinder. But he would really like to get in on this conversation. But I don't know what's happening with his phone, man. But, yeah, you dropping some jewels, man. Some knowledge.
Yeah,
we need to hear.
A lot of people, you know, you think you come to L.A. and it's a done deal. You're in the game. And that's just not the case. You know, if you have an opportunity, you should go to New York and L.A. and Chicago and down south Atlanta. You know, these are all different schools, so to speak.
Right.
You know, you learn how to do this. And, you know, you brought up the fact of a lot of these internet guys and you know, guys that just sit in front of a camera and they tell a few jokes and they get a million likes and now everyone considers them a comedian. Now, what I say about that is they are comedians. That's what the game is now. It's not it's not like it used to be. You know, a lot of guys that are in my class that came up with me, you know, some of them fell off because they can't make that transition to being on social media and taking your craft on social media. It's different. And, I mean, you know, you can't complain. Look at the people in the record company. The record companies, they were once the thing. Now they're no longer around. You know, it's progression. I mean, look at guys that used to sell Kodak film. They're out of a job now.
Yep.
You know,
no,
so everything has changed. Everything has changed. And if you cannot adapt, then you're going to be like the dinosaurs. You're going to be, you know, extinct. As simple as that.
Yep.
If this is what you do and this is what you love to do, then you have to learn how to change with it. You know, and it's difficult. You know, I'm not going to front. It's a difficult, you know, task. When I was first starting in this game, hey, you had an agent, you had a manager, and all you had to do was worry about doing your craft. Now, you know, you even if you have an agent and a manager, you still have to put in work on that social media. Hey, follow me on Instagram at Freeze Love Comedy, FreezLuv Comedy. And I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I have a podcast every week that comes on Wednesday nights on YouTube called Freeze Talks. That's hashtag FreezTalks. Hey, I had to learn how to do all of this stuff, and I'm still learning.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't look at it as being something negative. I look at it as being positive. I touch a million people, you know, all over the world with one podcast, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, there are some drawbacks, but there's a lot of pluses. And you just have to put in the work and find out how to flip this game for social media, because that's what it is. It's social media now, you know. And it's not just with your stand-up. I mean, it's with everything. There used to be times where you write a script, you and your boys get together, you write a script, okay, that script is written, then you get it registered, and now it's registered. It's registered at Screen Actors Guild or the Writers Guild or whatever, but you get it all legal, and then you go out and shop it. You got to take it, you know, you got an agent, they shop it. All of that's done. They don't do that anymore, you know.
They sure don't.
It used to be that if they like it, hey, we'll buy this. They'll cut you a check, and then you go shoot it. It's not like that anymore. Now you got to shoot it. You have the capability to shoot it, so go shoot whatever you're trying to, you know, do it. I don't care how little it is, how, you know, it's not a big deal. Whatever you may feel, it is a big deal. It is what's happening now. You don't have to be in L.A. anymore. You don't have to be in New York. You could be in Iowa and start doing your thing, put it up on Instagram. Next thing you know, you're really in the game, you know?
Yep. This is so true, man. This is so true. Life is really
so
good, man. I mean,
you know,
it's a new day.
I'm going to be honest. At first, I didn't like these YouTubers and these Instagram guys. Like, who are these dudes, man? But, hey, I had to embrace them. I had to embrace the culture and get with it because this is what I do. This is my livelihood. So ain't no need complaining about it and being mad. Just embrace it and learn how to love it. And next thing you know, you're grooving in that. You're having a good time like you used to have, you know?
Exactly. And you know what's funny? That's exactly how I feel. Like when I get ready to do my podcast and I'm putting everything together and it's like, man, it's like, you know, I'm going to tell you what it's done is what I personally like is we've literally become the producers of our own shows. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We
and there's power
now.
In
there's
that.
No, yeah, it is. It is. You know, we can create our own lane.
Exactly. And, you know, people, you know, they complain about it are the people that just don't understand. Yo, you used to not have any control. You would have to
wait and
see what your agent wanted you to do or see what your management had for you to do. Or, you know, now, you don't have to get booked in a comedy club. You can start a room at a chicken wing shack and you could go and promote it and you could bring in your own audience. And that's power. And you have to look at that as power and identify that as power because you got the rings. You're the one steering this car now. And that's a beautiful thing. That's not a bad thing.
And then also what it does is it makes, which I think it makes some comics lazy and they want to like go to the old school method because now the work is on you. Your numbers are up to you. Are you out there banging and putting your stuff like, for example, Freeze, you know, I have an old school mentality some ways when it comes to promoting. Man, I'm sorry. For me, I have to get my 1,000 flights. Don't get me wrong. I bang social media out like a motherfucker. But I still, for Trey Love personally, something I've been doing for the past 20 years, I can't help it. When I got an event, I got to get 1,000 flyers in my hand personally, and I got to hit beauty salons. I got to hit the store. I got to hit the malls. I just have to, man, because it's something about when you touch people hand to hand, man. It's to me, it's just that I'm going to always do, no matter where I get. No, you know, movies, films, I'm still going to have a way. And that it's really what made Tyler Perry who he is. Tyler Perry got an email list, and the people that he was emailing, Kevin Hart, the same thing. The same people that they were emailing 15, 20 years ago are the same people they're emailing today. That speaks volumes. That says something.
Yo, let me tell you. I can remember when, you know, I toured with Charlie Murphy for about 8.5 years. And
yes.
I did this. We were in Virginia, in Virginia Beach. And I went in a day ahead of Charlie, and I headlined at the Virginia Beach Improv, and there was this young kid who was opening up for me, and this kid was really funny. I liked him. I said, yo, you a good dude, man. I want to introduce you to Charlie, and I want to see if I could get you on some of these shows with us. And he was like, cool. And, you know, he did. He came and he started doing shows with us. And one thing that tripped me out is I remember when he first started, he had a little clipboard with the pen tied to it. And he says, is it okay if I put this in the lobby with my picture and, you know, ask people for their email addresses? And I remember laughing like, okay, young fella, you do that. That's a good idea.
Wow.
Well, that kid did that every show. And that kid started building up his email list. And every show I would be like, what's your list looking like? He's like, well, I got 150 emails. I'm like, well, you go ahead, young brother. Keep doing that. Long story short, that kid's name is Jay Farrow. Okay?
Damn.
And he blew up. Damn. And I learned from him. I was next to yo, by the end of the time he was doing show with us, I had my clipboard. I'm like, hey, man, I'm following you, young brother. You taught me something. You know?
Wow.
So I think as old comedians and older comedians have been in the game for a while, don't hate on these young people, man. Learn from them.
Right.
Because the younger guys getting, younger women and men getting in this game, hey, they have an advantage because they know this social media. Make that your advantage by becoming friends with them. And to the young people, you look at these older people, there's stuff I could tell you about this stage that may take years for you to learn on your own.
So it makes sense
for us to come together because this is our craft. It's not my craft because I've been doing it 25 years, and it's not your craft because you're new and hot and rocking social media. It's our craft.
Right.
We have to learn from each other and build together because guess what? This is the day and age where the entertainer has power. So we got to use that power the correct way and build, you know?
Yes. Man, we got to, man. And that's what and it's so funny. That's what this platform is all about. You know, I've had my podcast for years. I never let it go because I said to myself, you know, at one point I had over 70,000 spins, but like one of the comedians and myself were talking earlier about things that happened. You know, he was saying he went through a divorce, you know, had some bad stuff happen. You know, I had heart surgery, you know, me and my baby moms broke up. So, you know, things kind of went sour. But it's just so funny how, you know, you just keep pushing in this craft. And here it is now, man. My podcast is back jumping. I got every week at the J Spot on Friday night. And I want to say to the newer comic that's out there, that's a testament to the drive, determination to keep going. Because years ago,
absolutely,
I mean, I had it cracking. I had to rebuild and rebrand myself in order to – and I'm still – and like you said, it's so funny that we can have this conversation. Because right now, having being on this podcast, reaching thousands of people, right now I'm in the rebranding, rebuilding of my own career. And to be honest, just like me and the other gentleman talked earlier in the show, this time, you know, because of everything I survived and where I'm at, the next time I stop doing comedy is y'all will be at my funeral. And that's no joke, and that's not to say anything morbid, but just on everything, I know that I love this craft. I love stand-up. I love acting. I love theater. And, hey, I'm going to be real with you. I already done set up my stuff, man. I'm getting ready to start shooting my Instagram, my YouTube, all that stuff, man.
Because there it is.
If people can't understand, that's the way to go, man. It's really honestly about turning your camera on, doing your own thing, getting your own sponsors, and making this shit happen on your own.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you really got to – it's hard to value something that you don't know the value in, you know.
Right.
But I will tell you, value. This social media is valuable, man. Just having control, just being able to have an idea and go out, put a camera on yourself and shoot that little 30 second, minute and a half little commercial about your show. We didn't have that, man. We didn't have
that. No, we didn't.
Yo, let me tell you.
No, we didn't.
You used to have to go and if you wanted headshots, right, everybody had to have a headshot in this game.
Everybody.
A headshot with your resume stapled on the back. Okay, headshots cost anywhere from $500 to $600. You got to get
That's
a photographer,
right,
pay that dude $500-$600 just to take the pictures. When he takes the pictures, then you get a proof sheet, okay? You got to pay again to have those proofs printed. That's another $200. Then once you get the proofs printed, then you got to take it to your agent and your manager, and they have to look over and tell you, yeah, these are the ones you should go with. Okay, these are the ones? Yeah, these are the ones. Okay, bam. That's another $300 to have that printed, okay? So and that's maybe to have 1,000 printed. Now after that 1,000 is gone, you got to do the whole thing over again. So it used to cost a lot of money, man. Now you get this stuff, and then we're not even talking about having flyers printed and having posters printed. All of that stuff used to cost bread. And you know, as a comedian, you don't always have a lot of money. Sometimes you're a little bit crooked, you know?
It's
just the freedom that you have and how much cheaper things are to do. You know, that's a blessing, man. So use it to your advantage. And if you're lazy, I don't care how talented you are. I don't care what big roles you just got through acting in and what movie. If you're lazy, this is not the business for you. You are going to die if you're lazy.
Yes, you will.
You got to get out.
You
got to work. You got to shake people's hands. You got to kiss babies. You got to pet dogs. You got to do all that. And that's fun. You got to make that fun. If it's a problem, make it fun. Figure out a way to make it fun, because otherwise you're just going to perish. You're not going to make it in this business.
Wow. That is so true. Well, look at man, we're about to close off the podcast, man. I just want to thank you for calling in. I know I'm looking forward
to
seeing you. I know a lot of my listeners are looking forward to seeing you. And I want to really just, man, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for just that, the jewels that you dropped on us today, man. I know I needed to hear it, you know what I'm saying, and get some refresh, but I know it's a lot of comics out there. Somebody needed to be inspired by that, because you got cats that's feeling washed up, realizing they need to change their ways. And then you got other cats that are kind of probably pushing and moving on YouTube or Instagram and realizing that, hey, maybe I need to get back and do some research and really make sure I grind in order to have longevity in this game, man. So I just want to thank you for that, man. And signing off, you got anything you want to say to my listeners, bro?
I just want to say, hey, remember, man, laughter is medicine, and we're doctors, man. Okay.
That's right.
That's all we're doing is spreading laughter, man. That's the end of the day. We're here to make people happy, man. So one of the best ways to make people happy is be happy yourself, comedians. We got a hell of a it's a tough job, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. Because we can affect people, man. We could change the whole narrative from being negative to positive, and I'm talking about people's lives. So it's worth it, man. If this is what you love to do, get out there, do the work, and the payoff. I've been all around the world, just from telling jokes. Yeah. So I'm thankful, man. I thank you. I thank your listeners. I can't wait to get down there. I love the J-Spot. It's one of my favorite clubs, man. So we're going to have a good show tonight, baby. Please believe.
Looking forward to it, man. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been this episode of Trey Love's POV. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy comedy. Mr. Trey Love has been in. Catch us tonight. Myself, Freeze Love, Al Dipmore, Ronnie Raw, George G. Dahill. It's going down at the J-Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Boulevard. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Showtime is 8:30. Come through. It's Fish Fry Fridays. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, with an unwrapped toy, you get in for free, and that's tonight and tonight only. I want to send a whole bunch of love out to anybody within the sound of my voice. I want to send positivity, peace, and you heard what my main man Freeze Love just said. We are doctors, so come out tonight and get healed. I promise you, you come out tonight, you're going to laugh, you're going to leave better than you came in, and that I guarantee you. Before we get out of here, man, we're going to play a little music. Everybody have a peaceful evening, and I look forward to seeing some of you tonight at the J-Spot Comedy Club. This is Trey Love. I'm signing off, y'all. Peace.
Come and put your name on it, your name on it. Come and put your name on it, your name that you wanna put your name on it, your name on it. Come and put your name on it, bip, 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 bip. Can't resist.